ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। बेसिकली द रूट ऑफ ऑल प्रॉब्लम्स ऑफ ऑल ह्यूमन बीइंग्स इज वन। दैट रूट इज द इग्नोरेंस, इग्नोरेंस अबाउट द ट्रूथ, इग्नोरेंस अबाउट आवर ओन ट्रू एग्जिस्टेंस, about the self, but it is ignorance. And so far this ignorance continues in life, the same problem of ignorance continues to take different shapes according to the differing personalities of seekers. Different seekers have different personalities, their different background, present situation, their education, their cultural background, their association with people, their likings, dislikings, so and so. So many differences. According to those differences, the same basic problem of ignorance takes different shapes, and there is nobody in the world who can be free from these problems before self-realization. Nobody, whosoever the person may be. One may be one of the most powerful men in the world, the president of a country, the prime minister. One may be billionaire, very rich man, very beautiful, handsome, famous, highly learned, might have got Nobel Prizes, anything and everything is useless in solving the problem. After self-realization, it is not that the person, just as soon as self-realization happens, goes to heaven leaving this earth, has at once some environment around him or her which is not around others. He starts eating something heavenly, or does not fall ill, or has no duties, so and so, so and so. No. The center inside, from which reaction used to happen, is no more there. Whatever is happening around, it happens the same, always. But in the case of a self-realized person, whatever is happening around is understood, is known in its true nature. How the three gunas, tamas, rajas, sattva, they are working everywhere, in every object, in every human being. The self-realized person also comes to know at once, so-and-so person who is in my vicinity these days is having some indiscipline, or is not a trained person, not a disciplined person, has some curious habits, he knows, and therefore may be a problem to others, but instead of reaction, instead of anger, the self-realized person has compassion. Oh, he is so far unchiseled, uncut diamond. Diamond he or she is. Everybody is a diamond, but uncut. Sometimes more compassion, more love. But the question, important question is, that is about the self-realized person. What they should do who have not realized so far, the problem is with them. That is the important question. The answer is, go on meditating, go on praying to God for your own improvement rather than improvement in others. Don't expect improvement in others. And one should never try to improve others. That is a very dangerous matter. One should always try to improve oneself. And an interesting thing I may tell you, when somebody is on this path of spirituality, the path of conscious self-growth towards perfection, growth is with everybody, but I have said conscious self-growth towards perfection, then in whatever respect a certain individual is lacking from inside, in that respect events happen around him or her. One who is very much rather sensitive to anger, things will happen like that, that anger will be there. One who is very much likely to be tempted by money, things will happen like that. One who wants, or one who has the habit of remaining in privacy, seclusion, wants to seek peace, harmony, alone in the room, will be seen very frequently by friends. They call him or her friends, he does not consider them at all. But he can't say that he's not a friend. Such things happen. Why? Nature is very kind. Nature wants growth of every individual. A person who is not tempted by money, for such a person, there is no purpose if the situation regarding money is there. No problem, nothing like that. As if somebody puts a bundle of currency notes before a cow, and the cow has no concern. Something like that. So those things happen. This is a play of nature. What one should do? Go on seeing yourself, praying to God, and if possible, thanking the person who becomes an instrument of irritation for you. Thanking that person inside, that, well, you have come to arise in me this element of irritation. That attitude one has to slowly develop and accept on this path. But something more important, try to have a balance between things. Balance is very important. Ultimately, balance is spirituality. What do I mean? The world is not so easy. If you completely go on ignoring certain people, they will be over your head. And it will be difficult to live in the world. So it is also a part of growth to tell them, please wait, stop. Please don't do it.
or please do it like this. But this should be said without irritation. That's the important thing. That's very difficult. Two things are easy. One, not to say anything. And this is very easy, to give a rebuff, anger, what are you doing? This is very easy, it happens. But for the seeker, the third thing is the important thing. Please, will you like to do things like this? Or it will be better if we do it without the least anger or resentment. So what has happened? First you have reformed yourself, and then you have said anything to somebody else. Your process of growth has not stopped.